We fear in this land of Canada that there are many that don't want the gospel of the Lord Jesus. It is lost today in much of Canada, certainly in our governments. And we have to be thankful tonight for one or two politicians who stood up in our parliament in Ottawa, and they quoted the words of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And this is Mark Warawa, the MP for Langley Aldergrove. And he stood up in the Commons and he quoted, "This is the real reason for Christmas."
Thank you for joining with us. Thank you for being a part of our program here today as we bring to you the message of God's Word. And of course, on this day before Christmas Eve, the eve of Christmas Eve, we want to invite you to join with us for the worship of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for being a part of the program. I trust that the hymns, the music, and the ministry from the pulpit of our church will be a delight to your own soul, that the Lord will speak to your heart and bring you to a saving personal faith in the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful thing to be a Christian. Indeed, this Christmas season is all about Christianity. It's the reason for the season. And multitudes seem to forget or choose to neglect that point. And so it is great to have Christ in our hearts and to be resting in his grace. We want to share these things with you today. Stay tuned right to the end of the program. We'll be giving the announcements and an invitation. Yes, we have an invitation for you. So stay tuned as we bring the message today. Firstly, an item in song.
Who is he in yonder stall at whose feet the shepherds fall? Who is he in deep distress, fasting in the wilderness? Tis the Lord, a wondrous story, tis the Lord, the King of glory, that is he. Triumphant song.
at midnight, who is he? Prays in dark Gethsemane. Who is he on yonder tree? Dies in grief and agony.
That is just like the Bible. When you start in the book of Genesis, it is a great distance to where the Savior's born. But as you turn the pages and turn the chapters and turn the books of the Old Testament, you're getting nearer and nearer and nearer to the actual account of the Savior's birth. You have the types and the shadows. You have the sacrifice of Abraham offering Isaac on Mount Moriah, where Solomon built the temple, where outside of that city our Lord Jesus was crucified. And all the while God was building and building and working toward the Savior coming into the world. Now, the question of the Magi as they came to the gates of Jerusalem was, where is he? Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Think of the light they had. Think of the knowledge that was in their hearts. And Christians can testify that all their life has been a journey to bring them to the light of the Savior. Now, I must be careful here, because salvation is not a journey. When you become a Christian, you're not on a journey to find Christ anymore. But there are many roads that lead to the Lord that bring sinners to Jesus. And when you come, as these men did, they worshiped him and they left. They were satisfied. I hope tonight that you can say that you are satisfied, that you have found the Lord Jesus. He's the end. He's the focus of your journey. And all your searching's over. You're not going out into the dark, taking a leap into the dark. But rather you are coming to the certainties and to the assurances of personal faith in the Lord Jesus. And so tonight, the simple lesson is, do not lose sight of him. We know the panic of these men for a time when they lost sight of the star. How could that happen? Why did it happen? Well, we know that in the providence of God, they would come to Jerusalem, they would ask those questions, they would get answers from the priests and the scribes, and then Herod, of course, he was brought into the picture, and his evil work was soon to be done. But all of that was in the providence of God. Now, a third thing is, the loss of the star was a concern to these earnest seekers. For some reason, the star went out of sight. I hear them talking to one another. How can this happen? Did you stop keeping your eye on the star? I was busy. I looked away. I had a nap. I was weary. Where were you? How come you didn't keep your eye on the star? And they might blame one another. But all the while, they were in a panic. And they had to come to the city of Jerusalem, to the gates, and to ask the question, where is he? How foolish. Where is he? And all the while, they were the ones who had come the great distance and the foolishness of it. And then we learn the helplessness of Herod. He couldn't help them a bit. The world can't help you. The government can't help you. The mighty and the rich and the famous can't help you. But then, of course, there were those who searched the scriptures, and they discovered in verse 5, and they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. And it was the word of God that got them on track. But where was this city? And where was the house? And then, of course, we learned of their rejoicing when the star returned. Dare I draw a parallel that there are some times in the Christian life when we lose sight, we lose sight of our confidence and our trust in the Savior. When we lose the joy and the sweet fellowship that we once had with the Lord. To the real Christian, that's always a concern. It's a cause of lamenting. And we want to be brought back into the light and the knowledge of the Lord again. And so, just as there was rejoicing when again they saw the star, there will be rejoicing in your heart when you are restored and brought back into sweet and personal fellowship with the Lord. That's the experience of these men. But how sad when the light of the gospel is lost. We fear in this land of Canada that there are many that don't want the gospel of the Lord Jesus. It is lost today in much of Canada, certainly in our governments. And we have to be thankful tonight for one or two politicians who stood up in our parliament in Ottawa, and they quoted the words of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And this is Mark Warawa, the MP for Langley Aldergrove. And he stood up in the Commons and he quoted, "This is the real reason for Christmas." And he wished everyone a blessed Christmas and that they would have faith in God's Son. We are thankful tonight for that star, for that light that shone. But how many will appreciate it, we wonder. And then there are many malls and stores where all the hymns of the Savior's birth were once sung and played so loudly. Now they have turned away to more modern gigs that don't have the same impact. I wonder, is it lost in homes? Can it be that there will be homes that this week will enter into all kinds of festivities and celebrations, but lose sight of the Savior? They enjoy the assets, the benefits, the festivities, but they do not include the Lord Jesus. I can remember my first Christmas as a Christian. I remember, as in our home every year, it was a day that was mostly free from farm work. We did the necessary things. Anything that needed to eat or to drink, well, they were attended to. And anything that laid eggs, well, we took the eggs, and we made sure nothing was lost. But there were no big projects on Christmas Day. It was a day of family, and it was a very special day. But I remember my first Christmas, I remember reading the Bible stories of the Savior's birth, and they were coming home with great joy to my heart. I had been, of course, to church to hear the preaching of these things, and likewise that thrilled my heart. And of course, we learn in the Christian life not to lose sight of the Lord Jesus. And so don't allow this Christmas to set you back, to lose sight of the Savior, but rather let it encourage you to seek Him with all your heart. Now, when you jump down to verses 9 and 10 in this chapter 2, you will see the confirmation of the star was welcomed. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, surprise, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now, it was a supernatural star. Lo, the same star. It was the one that they had seen before. They knew it to be the same. So it was a very specific star. And it stopped at a specific place, right over the house where they would find the family, Mary, Joseph, and the infant Christ. And there they entered the home. And it was a true star, because we're told here in verse 11, when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Now, I think this is akin to the believer's experience when we enter into faith in the Lord. When we come in faith to know and trust in the Lord, we know that we have found him. We enter into the joy that we have found the Lord Jesus. And just as these three Eastern Magi came and fell down to worship, that's the result. That's the impact that finding the Lord Jesus has upon us. Now, I can see you now entering into the very heaven and worshiping the Lord. When these men went through that door and saw Christ, that's akin to what we will see when we enter heaven. We will see the Lord. We will see him in human body, made like unto us. And we will do the same. We will bow down and we will worship him. Now, I point out that they worshiped Jesus, not the star. Oh, they were happy to see that star. They were delighted that it brought them all the way to the doorstep where they would find their Savior. But they did not worship the star. They were astronomers. They were not astrologers. There's a big difference. They were not superstitious men, but they were divinely guided right here to the doorstep where they found the Lord Jesus. And tonight, we are not superstitious about the church. We're not superstitious about church leaders and preachers and pastors or any other title that you might give men. We thank God for faithful preachers, faithful churches, for Bible teaching, preaching, for parents, family, Sunday school teachers, and all who point us the way to Jesus. But we come to worship him alone. We learn from these magi, these three wise men, that worship is not cheap, because they came with their gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, gold, that speaks to divinity. They recognized that the Lord Jesus was divine, and they gave him gold. They also brought frankincense, and that was used for sacrifices, and so they considered him as a priest. They also brought their myrrh, or ointment, used in embalming, which would speak of the death of our Lord Jesus. And those are the things that should be in your mind when you consider Jesus, the Son of God, as your Savior. You should worship him with reverence. He's God. You should worship him through his crosswork at Calvary. He was your sacrifice. And then he's the answer to death. He died, but he rose again. And as we worship our Lord, we do not offer to him cheap ideas or notions, fuzzy little emotional ditties. We come to the solid facts, the great realities of the gospel, and we bow and worship. One final thing about these men, they were not men pleasers. Herod said to them, "When you find the child, come that I may also go and worship him." Well, these men were astute enough to know what Herod was thinking and what Herod would do. And we're told in the verse 12 that they returned another way. They did not go back to Jerusalem. They did not go back to sit at the feet of Herod and seek his accolades, but rather out of the fear of God and their own souls, they found another way. They were not men pleasers. And our Christianity should be stamped with that same reality. We fear God, not men. And that is a great example that is given to us right here in this account. They went another way. There's a way that the world would want you to go. There's a way that your flesh would want you to go. It's the way of ease and self-confidence. But there is a way of faithfulness to Christ that you will be honored for. And it's described here as another way. And I trust tonight that you are seeking the way that honors the Lord, that defends him, that you stand up for him, that you display your devotion and true love for him by worshiping God's way. May these things tonight warm your heart. May it help you to truly spend this festive season, this opportunity to tell the world, God sent us his Son, and I have found him, and I trust in him as my Lord and my Savior.
Joy, 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 glory to God in heaven on high. Glory to God in heaven on high. Fear not, the angel said to them, Jesus is born in Bethlehem. How great their joy, 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 joy. Glory to God in heaven on high. Glory to God in heaven on high. Jesus, we hasten to adore. Grant us thy blessing evermore. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Glory to God in heaven on high. Glory to God in heaven on high.
Thank you for joining with us here on the broadcast today, and I appreciate this opportunity to minister God's word to you, and I hope that you have been challenged to consider Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Many people get into what we call the traditional twist at Christmas time. They get excited about the trappings and the trimmings, but the question is, do we know and do we worship the Lord Jesus? The Apostle Paul said, "For this cause I bow my knees." What a reverent attitude that brings to our worship of the Lord. A group of noblemen were gathered together in London when the great King of Britain entered. They all knew him personally, yet they all honored him as their king. So when he entered, they stood solemnly to their feet. "Take your seats, gentlemen," said the king. "I count you my personal friend." And then, jokingly, he added, "I am not the Lord, you know." Then up spoke one of the noblemen, a true Christian at heart. "No, sir, if you were our Lord, we would not stand to our feet. He would fall on our knees." The loveliest thing about the Christian story is not the simple faith of the lowly shepherds who were keeping their flocks by night, nor the singing of the angel hosts, but the fact rather that when the wise men found the baby Jesus, they fell on their knees before him and worshipped him. I wonder, have you personally bowed the knee to the Lord Jesus? The Lord has warned us that one day every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord. And there will be those who will bow the knee gladly to worship, others who will bow the knee to be punished because of their rebellion, because of their opposition, their neglect, because they have put off to tomorrow what they should be doing today. I trust that today you will bow the knee to worship the Lord Jesus as your Savior, call on him to be your Lord and Master, and you will be born of the Spirit, you will be given a new heart, made a child of God, an heir and a joint heir with Christ, and oh, the glory that shall be ahead of you. And so, please, bow the knee. Take that moment to bow the knee, to call on the Lord to be your Savior. Thank you for joining with us on the program today. Welcome, and thank you for joining with us here on the program. Let the Bible speak. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher, and I hope the message today on the star guiding those wise men to the Lord Jesus will stir your heart to seek the Savior. He is truly to be found and to be enjoyed. And I trust that this Christmas season that you will seek the Lord with all your heart. He is the true Savior. He is the Savior whom the Father hath sent into the world to be our Redeemer. And if I can be of any personal help, make sure you give me a call, 604-576-1091. I want to invite you along to our Christmas Eve service at 6 p.m. here in our church at 18790 58 Avenue. That's on the corner of 188 Street and 58 Avenue. We look forward to having you join with us. Bring your family, bring your friends as we rehearse together the great, wonderful story of the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust that you can come and join with us, well, of course, on Sunday at 10:30 in the morning or 6 p.m. Sunday evening, and then for our Christmas Eve service, 6 p.m. here at our church. We look forward to having you join with us. May the Lord minister to your heart. For those who wish to write, send us a note at 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. Or go to our website for all the information, www.ltbs.ca. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. Thank you for being a part of the program. Thank you for joining with us at this time. And we look forward to having you again at this time as we let the Bible speak.